from design to maintenance, roof and roof coverings. Besides its structural function, the roof serves as a very important protection from the weather and just as important architectural feature of the building. The choice of its type, size and shape, as well as the type and color of roofing material, is a considerable challenge for both the designer and future users. The roof consists of two main elements, the supporting structure and roofing. One may say that a well-made roof is the one from which the water is drained efficiently and there is not a thick layer of snow lying on it. Roof structure. The roof structure depends on the loads imposed on it, the span between the outer walls, as well as the roof slope angle. It transfers both dead loads, its own weight as well as the weight of roofing and other finishing materials, and live loads, wind and snow loads, to the load-bearing walls of the building. While roofing weighs on average from 8 to 70 kilograms per square meter, a layer of snow on the roof even up to 200 kilograms per square meter. Depending on the above-mentioned loads, one chooses the structural elements of the roof and determines its strength. The supporting structure of the roof usually consists of the roof framework, for example rafter, attic and queen post one, or trusses, wood, steel or prefabricated reinforced concrete ones. Another type of roof structure is a flat roof with a pitch angle of 5 to 11 degrees. A non-ventilated flat roof serves as a roof and at the same time the upper story ceiling of the building. It requires a sloping layer of, for example, lightweight concrete, light expanded clay aggregate, or profiled styrofoam panels that function as flat roof insulation. A ventilated flat roof is the one in which the roofing structure is separated from the thermal insulation of the top floor ceiling. This structure allows for adequate ventilation and hence water vapor and wicking. Flat roofs were particularly popular in the 70s. Currently, they are mostly constructed in the engineering construction industry, for example in factories, warehouses and strip malls, as well as in blocks of flats and houses where they are to be used as terraces and green roofs. Roof coverings. They are the outer layer of the roof, especially exposed to the weather such as rain, snow, hail and wind. Among the most commonly used roof coverings are sheet, copper, zinc, aluminium, galvanized steel, painted or coated, for example, with polyester, including flat, corrugated or trapezoidal sheet as well as metal roofing tile, clay and concrete roof tile, discussed in the fourth issue of Inżynier Budownictwa from 2014, pages 76 and 77, bituminous shingle, roofing felt and membrane usually used to cover flat roofs. The choice of the roofing material depends on the climate zone, the shape of the roof slope angle, the weight of the roofing, local planning requirements, as well as on the owner's individual needs with regard to the appearance and color of the roof. Roof drainage. It is the runoff of rain and melting snow from the roof with the use of gutters and rainwater pipes, selected based on the type of the roof. For the roofing to meet its functions, it must be finished with appropriate flashings, such as cornices, chimneys, gable end rakes, front and back gutter drips, roof valleys, a ridge, etc.